Now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Log on to www.hiphopdigestshow.com.
Three corporations own and distribute 95% of all the music in the Western world: Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group, and EMI. They control what becomes popular by their relationships in ownership of the music. So everything you hear on commercial radio is owned by one of these corporations. The artist never, you will live and die and never hear an artist on commercial radio that owns his or her own art. They work through a consolidated radio environment and use payola, or pay for play, to promote and make popular whatever forms of music they want, and to omit whatever they want,
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 whatever they want, whatever they want, whatever they want.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
Yo, it's E Color. What's up, my brothers?
What's good? What's good?
Pause.
Shit, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what ain't good.
What's up?
This bullshit drink I'm sitting here with.
What the fuck is that shit you drinking, my nigga?
Man, I figured I'd do something different and on a low, and I grabbed a strawberry. I won't grab those no more, but this one right here is getting drank.
Pull up.
Okay.
Drank. Yeah,
today.
Budweiser's off the motherfucking today. List.
None of that Grigio tonight, huh?
Nah, but maybe later.
All right. That's what's up. Yo, no doubt. King Killers is brought to you by Plain Old Bex.
Mr. Bex and your boy over here, I'm just brought to you by this Safeway spring water.
So, no doubt. We're all set tonight. That's what's up. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is why I miss 12-inch singles. There's two particular records out there. I'm going to name them JRPH7 and St. Joe Louis, Duck, Duck, Goose. I love that record. Where's the instrumental? Where's the acapella? Where's the dub?
It's gone, my nigga.
Oh, my God. I miss 12-inch singles. The next record is Terminology, featuring Chic Looch and Styles P, I Dream Big.
D-Block!
Nigga, that shit's... Yo, that's what we need on 12-inch singles. I miss that shit.
Shit's expensive, though, B.
B. These niggas is putting their money in videos, though. Okay. Everybody recording videos.
It's cheaper to do videos.
Yeah, but that's not as expensive
as it used to be.
It used to be.
Yeah, niggas with a phone could do a damn video.
Easy.
Wow. That's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you use your iPhone to do videos these days.
Niggas pressing up that vinyl going to cost you a little bit.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And then even then, when you press up something like 500-600 joints or whatever, they all get bought out by the collectors. And then they're throwing them on Discogs for quadruple the price. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so, if they print up more, who got record players?
Right.
Oh, well,
except for DJs.
Excuse me, turntables.
Turntables, yeah. Except for DJs, and if the DJs ain't filling that cut, they don't want that shit. They ain't buying it.
Yeah, I know it.
Niggas just throwing money down the tube.
It's one of the things about hip hop that is so, it's missing, but it's so underrated. And I guess I'm particularly sensitive because lately we've been archiving a lot of vinyl in here.
Wait a minute. What's that I heard? Oh, I heard somebody from the back. It sounded like a dude named Serato saying, "Get your hand out my pocket, nigga."
Damn. So, you know.
But it's going to get played on Serato.
Eventually, anyway. But you're right. Yeah, we might have his hand in his pocket just a little. But we've been archiving a lot of vinyl. And damn. And what we've been archiving, how we've been doing it, we've been doing the vocal and the instrumental. You know, in the dub version and everything, we're archiving full 12 inches, and it's like, damn, you used to get a lot for your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Considering what you get now and shit, you know, but that's what's up.
I guess they could still do that with MP3s, though, right? But they just don't.
House music niggas do it.
Yeah.
House music niggas do it. House music, you go to TrackSource, you know, shout to TrackSource. You go there, you're going to get the soulful house. You're going to get the instrumental. You're going to get a dub. Then you're going to get other versions for other taste.
Yeah, every now and then you get that joint. Speaking of JRPH7, I'm thinking about the JRPH7 joint they did with Chewy. They had an instrumental out there.
Oh, yeah. And what you do get, a lot of cats do, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to K-Def and Elder Sensei, the Jersey Connection. It was the regular album plus the instrumentals. I get that, but I'm talking about the 12-inch single that is actually comprehensive. I guess I just missed that format, I guess. you know.
So how long ago, if you could date that, when do you think that really went away?
Damn.
I would say it really went away when Fat Beat stores closed. Now, I don't know a date on that. I would say that's when it really, really went away, when Fat Beat stores closed. Or I should say, and then, you know, you had undergroundhiphop.com, which, you know, once, and then the labels went out of fashion, people ended up having to press that themselves.
Right.
So, and like you said, that just disappeared. But the art form of the 12-inch single is something that I really miss. So.
And as I look behind you, I see hundreds and hundreds of them. So that's what's good.
I tried to do my part.
Yes, sir. A whole lot of shit has disappeared. The art of mastering, you know what I'm saying? All that shit's gone, B.
That's real.
Niggas ain't mastering records no more for the most part.
That's true.
They're just putting them shits out there, B.
I mean, that is so true. When your man's cousin is mastering joints.
Yeah, what happened to Frank Wayne back in the day with your boy?
Herb Powers.
Yes, man. Herb always smoking Herb Powers.
Oh, yeah.
So, yo, I want to give a shout out to some vinyl posters out there. I'm going to give a shout out to DJ Q. I see you posting some serious joints. Reply later. Hex, I see you posting some joints. Michelle, I see you posting some joints. You know, I acknowledge all of you. You know what I mean? You know, King Killer. I'm in the game.
Yeah, folks on Instagram and Facebook, they posting them too. It's all good.
See, I don't have those links. I need to see what's good.
I'll forward some to you, B.
All right, my man.
It's easy. You know you can get on there. B, it's okay.
Social media is just...
Just look at our stuff then. We all right.
Anyway, yo, shout out to Mr. Russell. I see him lamping in his whip, rocking a Hip Hop Digest t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, so, we saw that.
And I want to give definitely a shout out to all of those people. We acknowledge you, Hip Hop Digest family. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I'm kind of confused about some things. I'm going to read the title. It says, Kanye West, The Life of Pablo Makes History by Going Platinum. The RIAA reports that Kanye's 2016 project, The Life of Pablo, has surpassed 1 million equivalent units mark. According to Chicago Def Jam, all of them people, Life of Pablo. Now, here it is. The Life of Pablo is the first streaming album to go platinum. Now, I'm confused. For the last couple of weeks, haven't we heard about Drake and a billion streams and all of this shit? Where did this first album streaming to go platinum shit come from? I don't get it.
I guess Drake is just a bunch of singles and shit that's just getting played. So he's got a lot of different joints getting streamed, different songs getting streamed. This is a whole album. They're trying to work this shit out. They're doing the shit on the fly right now, nigga. These niggas is behind the wheel with no idea where the fuck they're going. They're just doing it.
It says Kanye's seventh solo project became the first album to reach number one on Billboard's 200 chart off mostly streaming numbers. I'm thinking they're pulling the wool. I'm thinking they're fucking with niggas. There's no real rhyme and reason. When I read, let's say in the last 3 weeks, X number of articles, Drake breaks streaming records. You know, X millions of streams, billions numbers of streams, Spotify, this, that, and the third. I mean, how come, I'm just saying, for instance, views wouldn't be that.
But are you talking about views?
For Aubrey, yeah. I guess the point I'm saying is that these niggas, they tripping over their own press. Nobody don't know what the next nigga in the next office is doing.
The whole shit's fucked up, B. Like I said, this whole shit is nothing but a fucking facade, pretty much. They're telling you that this many streams equal an album, and then but at the end of that, they tell you it's sales. So how the fuck is a sale ended if it's a stream and nobody actually bought anything? Where does the sale come in?
Which just follows the next piece of news that is kind of convincing. For Your Eyes, J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only, goes platinum. Again, this whole no features, first album in 25 years to be certified platinum with no features. Just one artist. I'm not going to debate that, but the point I'm saying, again, here we go with this again. Platinum, no features, this streaming. Yes, I agree with you 100%, but I guess the reason why I don't fuck with it is because, again, they're not selling anything. They're not selling shit.
That's true. They aren't selling anything.
So I wonder how much these niggas really, to me, and I know there's no metric that we can measure by because people don't even buy MP3s anymore. But God, you know, it's so easy. I don't know why all these Aubrey fans and Kanye fans are crowing. It's so easy to get on any of these services and just press play and listen to that shit. You're not buying shit.
But they still calling it sales. People still are buying. They're calling it sales.
They're not buying any fucking thing.
They're just streaming this shit. That's why he's platinum from streams.
So, but there are still people buying music, though.
But there are people now. Yeah, some people are buying music, but not to the level that they used to.
Bro, oh yeah, right. It's not
when the record companies
not
had this close shit on lock, and you had to, in order to get music, you had to buy it.
So, which goes to my next. So, I'm going to see if I can get a prediction from you guys. So, I read an article today that Spotify is now getting on board with a record company plan. And a record company plan is saying, look, let's say you got a big artist of Kanye Aubrey stature, and their new record is coming out. But what we want to do, and this is from the labels telling these streaming platforms, telling Spotify, Apple, Pandora, all these niggas, yo, for the first 2 weeks, don't let the free tier list niggas listen. Only let the paid niggas listen. That way we can generate revenue. People gonna be so geeked for the new Aubrey the next go round that, you know, instead of 2 million subscribers or 5 million subscribers, you might bump up to 7 million subscribers because they gonna want to hear that new Aubrey in the first 2 weeks.
And you'll be a fucking fool.
So especially they want you to buy.
It's gonna be free.
So yeah, but after 2 weeks it'll be free. But in the meantime, they want you to buy a $10 a month premium subscription. Eagry, do young fans go in?
Young fans, you're saying if they have to have a, I almost said prescription. If they have to have a subscription.
Yes, for the first 2 weeks. Let's say Kanye's putting a new record out. But they get across all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Pandora, that you can't hear Kanye on those click button joints for the first 2 weeks. You got to wait 2 weeks if you one of them free listeners.
Right.
Well, now, if you pay the money that the subscription jump off, you can listen right then.
Well, I think it's surviving because people are paying for these subscriptions and they count that as a bonus, which I don't. To me, I don't give a shit. But people that are paying for that consider that a bonus. So yeah, they're gonna go in.
Record companies must be getting a kickback on that monthly surcharge.
You better believe they are.
Oh, okay, I was just.
Oh, come on, B. There's money being made.
You think iHeartRadio was actually playing that shit and they getting all the profits without the record companies getting some of that?
I'm just saying, yo.
That's not gonna happen. Like you said, never. The record companies relented. And let go when they said, fuck it, we're not selling records anymore. Fuck it. Yeah, all right, give it away.
Okay.
But they're going to charge the shit out of these niggas here.
All right.
Right.
I bring those topic ups again just to repeat. I'm really confused to be seeing Drake at what they say is a massive amount of streams. And I don't hear platinum under his name, or Kanye the first. I'm like, what the but fuck?
Curtis just answered that, though, because if we're listening to, you know, I don't know how many albums Drake has, right? But if you got people listening to this song off of this album, this song off of this album, it's not going to create the type of numbers as they're talking about for that Kanye album, right? So it's a totally separate situation.
I guess. I just think that the buying public and the information, I think they're getting played. That's all.
Why it makes sense is because we're talking billion streams from Drake, right? Billions. He's McDonald's of streaming music.
Apparently.
But you got, right, if you're going to call it a hamburger. But then you got Kanye's album that made those sales or those, you know, from that particular album. And it could be the first album that has the streams to be that, but Drake might have his what was it, something from the three, or I don't know what the fuck the album's called, but people could really like four songs off of there. Now, it's not like they're buying the album to listen to those four songs. They're just listening to those fucking four songs.
I get it.
So it's right. Not going to be the deal. Okay.
I get it. I,
but as long as it took, when did Life of Pablo come out?
2016. I don't know what month.
It's been a while. And as long as it took for this album to go platinum, back in the day, Kanye would have got dropped off the label because first week sales would have been horrible.
Right. So, and I noticed that's funny. You said first week sales. They're getting away from that shit, too.
They're getting away from that shit because I remember back in the day, a nigga doing the 150,000 the first week, that nigga's getting dropped, son. They're like, man, this is, you know what I'm saying, nigga? We put a budget on this motherfucker. 150,000, this shit about to break.
You got
to
give the record.
Be out, nigga. Fuck this motherfucker.
You got to give the record industry some credit because they have really contrived and came up with this plan and shit. And it really, you have to be part of the millennial food group to fuck with this. And my example is video games. I'm not a video gamer. I do love Need for Speed. That type of shit. But I only play what's on the disc.
Steering wheel and shit.
Yeah, I do. I got a racing wheel and everything. But I only drive the cars and run the tracks that are on the disc. Now, they had this downloadable extra shit that you could buy extra cars and tracks and shit. After paying all that money for the fuck a damn extra track, nigga.
After you spend $60 for the game.
Let me even go worse than that for you.
But millennials do that shit. They buying that shit. They paying $60 for the game, and then they're buying the shit after the game. But anyway, what's your example, son?
I'm just saying, like, so you got your smartphones these days, right? With all these thousands and thousands of applications. Most of them that you download say additional things with purchase or whatever.
Right.
I cannot tell you that I ever, like you said, you buy the game $60, I get an app for free and I'm not uploading shit. I'm dealing with whatever the app is and it's basic. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't need none of that shit for real. I'm not one of them people that gotta be playing games on my phone and fucking around. So if I do download something, whatever it is, that's what it's gonna be. But everybody ain't like that, which is why they have that shit.
All right, that's why I said it's geared toward millennials who buy the shit out of downloadable content from video games. I guess as well as the same thing with phones. You're right, those in-app purchases and shit. Damn, exactly. I can't get by level 7 and shit. And then you can buy this springboard loaded nut shit for $7 to get you past level 6 and shit.
Well, I don't need it.
It's geared toward, but that's their generation's stuff, though. This is what they came up with.
That's real. Yeah.
This generation, they came up with cell phones. They don't even know what it's like to not have a cell phone in their life.
That's real.
That's real. You're saying smart cell phone. You might as well just call it what it is, smartphone. Because this is guys. Everything. Computer, TV.
You're showing your age, boy.
It's everything.
Who, me?
Nah, Kerr G.
Yeah, smartphone. It's not a cell phone. It's a smartphone. Dumbass nigger.
Damn.
Damn.
Yo, you heavy on that shit.
For the
beat. That's what's up. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we have a couple of Rest in Paradises. Now, we did this earlier on the show. The shit broke up because Swerve and them niggas was laughing at me, even though they said they wasn't, but they was.
We were laughing at what you were saying, how you pronounced it.
Anyway, but you know, for all of Hip Hop Digest family, you know I can barely pronounce shit as it is.
Well, you got a name for everybody.
So, anyway, I'm going to attempt this. Anyway, the music world and we on the Hip Hop Digest mourn the loss of drum machine inventor. And here we go.
808 drum machine.
808 drum machines. Specifically, here we go. Inventor EQ Tarado. That's fucked up. That's not how it is. Kakihashi.
Ikitaro Hayatashi.
That's
that.
Close. Yeah. See? Kerr G. See?
it was better before, B.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I can't. It's hard for me to pronounce it. Anyway, the inventor of the 808 drum machine passed away. According to the people at the Roland Corporation, where he worked as the founder of Roland Electronics brand, Kakehashi is responsible for the iconic TR-808 drum machine. Okay? Now, the TR-808, you got to remember, Kraftwerk, Egyptian Lover, all the way up to Kanye West. Hell, even Marvin Gaye was using it. Featured prominently on Bambaataa's Planet Rock. I mean, dude, without the 808, how much hip hop is out there, son?
Not that much. Not that during that time frame.
I mean, because you had a lot of drum machines. I mean, you had the 303, the 7 707. I remember I almost bought one of those. Obviously the 909, which is 808 Jive Big Brother, but the particular 808 drum machines are just legendary. So the inventor of that drum machine passed away. We're going to say rest in everlasting paradise to that gentleman, and as well as Andre Bolton, also known as L.A. Dre, the producer keyboardist L.A. Dre, who was affiliate of Ruthless Records in the early 80s and 90s, passed away. He was in everybody's project, Straight Outta Compton, Easy Does It by Eazy-E, Above the Law, Living Like Hustlers, and Miss Shelley's self-titled debut. This gentleman was also the tour sound engineer for Too Short for 10 years. Damn. Both he and Too Short recently teamed up to open a Los Angeles-based studio. And he said Mr. Bolton also played a significant role in Warren G's recent documentary on G-Funk. We say rest in paradise to that gentleman. Actually, on a side note, I remember reading the liner notes. I mean, L.A. Dre, I didn't know. I thought Dr. Dre was fronting on a different, what do you call that shit?
Pseudonym?
A different pseudonym. But obviously, that was in the early days. But anyway,
which Dr. Dre you talking about, B?
Well, there's a lot of Dres out there, but obviously, Dr. Dre and L.A. Dre are two separate individuals, Mr. Bolton. We also want to say rest in everlasting paradise for your contribution to hip hop.
Word.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Kendrick Lamar and Joey Badass are fighting for attention in the streaming era. And what does it mean for hip hop? So the person who wrote this article basically says that streaming has changed the value of music. Is that true or false? How valuable is music?
It's personal. So it depends on what value you place on it yourself.
Okay. All right. So music isn't as valuable. Let's say the master tapes of Arbery isn't as valuable as the master tapes of the Beatles. Prince, Michael Jackson.
You know, it's different now, and I'm gonna take it again all the way back to the Walkman era. Music is personal now. It's not you don't have group.
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about actual value.
It depends on the person.
Okay.
It depends on the listener.
Okay. So, but I'm just saying, if let's say you're rich, and you're an investor, and somebody comes to you with a proposition and says, okay, Mr. Green, there's really good value in buying master tapes and being the copyright owner of said master tapes. We have Arbery's first five albums, master tapes included, as well as the copyright owner, Beatles, Michael Jackson, Prince. Which has the most
one of
value?
The things is not like the other, B.
That's true. but I'm just saying, what has the more value? And I'll tell you what that's got to do with Joey Badass and Kendrick Lamar in a minute.
Well, of course, Prince and Michael and the Beatles would have way more than Drake, especially Prince and Michael, since they're dead. And so,
dead.
That's real.
I mean, but right. they passed away, whatever you want to say it. And so they would have way more value. So right. You would probably more want to invest in that. And other than Drake, who's all over the place,
but not just because
bumped
of dead.
Head
sorry,
on a Drake record.
Okay.
It's more than just because they're dead. It's because of the legacy of what they were and did and produced.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Well.
That included. Yeah, that without question.
Okay. I think what you guys are missing, and I also picked this up at the article, is that attention is the most valuable currency. And attention may or may not be transferred equally into dollars. What I mean by that is if you're an investment portfolio and you're buying things, that attention is the most important currency. Now, maybe in the long-term portfolio things, yes, the Michael Jackson, Prince, Beatles type shit is worth more. But right now, currently. And so what does that have to do with Kendrick Lamar and Joey Badass? Is that the projects are coming out. I believe Joey Badass has now dropped. Okay. I don't know what his streaming numbers will be. But attention is the most valuable form of currency. Now, that has led me to put hip-hop popular rap into three categories. You have the Drake-Kanye category. And we're measuring this by attention. You have the J. Cole category, which is in the middle. And then you have the Kendrick Lamar, Joey Badass category. All popular rap guys. All get a lot of social media attention and publicity. Okay. Obviously, at the top of the class, who gets the most attention?
Out of the names you just
out named? Of the Kendrick and out of the Drake and Kanye division, the J. Cole division, or the Kendrick Lamar and Joey Badass division?
Well, Kendrick is closer to Drake and Kanye.
Yeah, division. But he's in a different division because of the lyrical strength.
Okay, yeah, if you want to, yeah, you're right. As far as lyrical type of shit. But you know Drake and Kanye get the most attention.
They get the most attention. Now, that is true. Now, is their attention equal to a portfolio, let's say, is it equal to a bullish portfolio later on down the line? And the only one we can really talk about, this is maybe probably Kanye West. Are Kanye West's first two albums more valuable than the current Drake or Kendrick Lamar?
I would say yes.
That's not your personal taste? You think on pure value?
On pure value, and if you're talking about attention value, then no, it's not.
Not attention value, no.
Okay, right. That's what I was just going to say. And that's basically the gist of the topic, that right now, attention is how these things are measured. When the RIAA and them put streaming numbers and value amount. Certainly, you know, when Aubrey gets a balloon payment from Apple, that's enriching himself personally. But attention, and if you don't have attention on your project, you don't have value.
But that's pretty much anything. That's how advertisers do business.
Right, right.
That's pretty much how things run anyway. They charge you based on the attention that you get. Like, if we want to charge people to come on our website, they're going to say, as far as advertisers, they're going to be like, well, how much attention do you get? How many people come there and actually look at your website for me to actually give you money?
I was just...
$274 billion.
I was just leveraging current attention on the long-term possibilities of value.
But you know what the difference is?
What's that?
The attention is different than the music and the art, because when Kanye gets snatched up and sent to a
mental facility,
insane asylum, but he gets put away for a week or whatever, that's attention. And today's society is looking at that. They're not looking at college dropout. They're looking at, yo, Kanye is either bugging or poor Kanye or whatever. They're not thinking about his music.
I guess what I was really looking at is trying to compare actual true artistic value, i.e. like I said, Michael Jackson, Prince, Beatles type shit, versus current attention. Because again, I mean, we always use the hammer Vanilla Ice. Niggas wouldn't pay jack shit for their masters.
You'd be wrong on that.
I don't know about that.
Somebody would buy it.
So I'm not saying somebody wouldn't buy it, but I'm just saying they're not going to pay the money as near as they're going to. Let's say somebody's like, you know what? I got Paisley Park Vault open for sale.
Oh, well.
That's going to bring in record numbers of money.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, versus somebody saying, okay, we got the Hammer Vault open. Let's go.
Because the Hammer's vault's probably already been spent. And you probably heard everything he's got in his vault.
Maybe not. But I'm just saying. So that's the point I'm getting to, you know. Other people with maybe who don't really maybe get a lot of attention, but they get enough attention. How somebody came to you and said, I have the Dr. Dre original detox from 15 years ago. That's going to garner some money.
That's going to get some money, yeah.
Yeah.
Versus, again, the attention currency of today. To me, even if Drake unreleased songs in a vault or even his masters of today, I mean, it's valuable on attention currency, but it's, to me, I don't know if it's his value long term.
Long term, no.
Yeah, I agree. No long term.
No long term value to it. But there's a lot of
microwave
attention value, and that's how they enrich themselves.
Right.
That's why the Kardashians are rich. Right. It's about intention.
Oh, right, right. In today's attention currency, they're a bonanza right now. There's no question about that.
Damn, so, I ain't heard a Kardashian reference on our show in a long, long time.
Well, he's talking about attention.
Attention. And they get a lot of attention, and that's why they got money.
Right. So, anyway, in the three divisions, and that's where I was looking at, too, I'm just wondering, what does that mean for hip-hop? Well, I mean, certainly what it means for hip-hop in a long-term credibility sense is, to me, you're going to have to plot this out and whose legacy, not even really legacy, but who's almost the how much value and intention in the music. Is Joey Badass at the end of the day look like almost, does he look like Tupac, you know, in the artistic world, and everybody would be like, yo, unreleased Tupac joints. Hey, hell, he's been still doing platinum records on unreleased demos, my nigga.
As much as I like the real Joey Badass, you bugging right now for even saying that shit.
I'm just putting that out there because Kendrick Lamar, who gets a lot of attention, in the same way Aubrey gets a lot of attention, if you were somebody building a long-term portfolio, you think you might have to buy Kendrick. You might,
Kendrick.
I think ultimately you may want to buy. I think I'm a little bit more bullish on Joey Badass on the long term possibilities of whose catalog is better or
well,
not
it
better.
Depends on
no,
your
I'm
taste.
Sorry, yeah, I'm sorry, taste. Not better, not taste, but on currency. Once the attention currency has been spent.
So hold on. You saying
I'm sorry? Better is I shouldn't have said better. Better okay. is, yeah, I shouldn't have said better. I'm talking about once this currency is spent, the attention currency.
Right. Once Drake has fell off and he's no longer popular, how much is this shit worth then?
Right.
I don't know. He's still going to have some value because of what he did. First of all, and I'm not a fan, but I can't scoff if how many billion?
Me, look, it's a lot. I'm again, he has the top of the line, him, people like Kanye, even Nicki Minaj, at the top of the line attention currency right now. I mean, they're right now on the attention meter, that theirs are worth the most.
Right, but see, because of the fact that Drake has billions of streams, that's going to go a long way.
But once your attention currency is spent, right, how much does it go?
But he will be talked about because he will be the first one to have billions of streams. That's never going to be a go. You cannot front on that. I don't care who you are.
No, I'm not front
you're
on
right
that.
On that, but he's saying once that attention stream is dead, you're no longer a trending topic. Niggas don't even talk about you no more.
Right.
Well, now how much are you
worth?
But
that's what I'm saying. He will be talked about because he will be the first to have billions. It ain't like it's a whole line of people that got billions of streams.
That's true, but what I was saying, that's why I compared the people that I did, not to compare Aubrey to Michael Jackson, but what I'm saying, Michael Jackson, even today, doesn't have the attention currency that Aubrey has, but yet Michael Jackson, maybe Beatles, Prince, those people of that ilk, their master tapes, their vault tapes are worth more, I believe, right now than Aubrey and those people at the top of the attention currency. And over the long term, even though you're right, people are going to talk about him. I mean, he's gone down in history in music. I'm not disputing that. But long term, do people 20 years from now saying, boy, if I had a chance to buy Drake's vault, maybe unreleased, maybe remixed, who knows? How much is
probably
that worth?
Not. Probably not, because Drake doesn't have the crossover appeal that a Beatles or I'm saying Beatles or Michael Jackson specifically.
I think he does.
Had.
Oh, I think he.
You
has.
Think Drake has the crossover appeal of Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't be.
Oh, really?
You're bugging.
He doesn't be.
Wow.
He
you're
doesn't.
Bugging.
If he did, then if he did, then you'd like Drake B.
Oh, I got you.
You'd like Drake if he did.
Right.
You like Michael Jackson.
I do like Michael.
Pause on that. can't give Drake that. Man.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. That's it for the portfolio version of Hip Hop Digest. And next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest is DMX goes to Twitter and asks for trap beats.
What?
And then gets hammered.
Oh, come on, son.
Are
you serious?
Yo, let me read it again. Hip Hop goes on Twitter to ask for trap beats.
Hip-hop.
and then gets hammered. But the question is, is it easy to age gracefully in hip hop?
Yes. That is the answer. Yes.
Yes, you can.
I think it's very difficult.
It's difficult if you want it to be difficult. If you're the type of person that's trying to hold on and trying to be still remain popular in today's hip hop, or should I say today's rap?
Rap.
And you want to be still want to be a part of that mainstream, then yeah, it's going to be a hard fall for you. But if you're a person that just accepts it and keeps it moving, like a Master Ace or someone, then you're going to grow old gracefully, because you're going to continue to do records.
De La
Soul.
Do
your style. Exactly. Do what you do.
Okay.
And DMX, I don't know what the hell he's tripping on.
Well, you know.
He went on Twitter and asked for trap beats. Really.
Some trap beats. I can rhyme over that shit.
I mean, you know what? I'm not even going to throw him under the bus for that shit, because we had Curtis Blow on here and he said he could do that shit.
That's true.
He did say it.
He did say he could rhyme over them trap beats.
But Curtis Blow's son was like, "Dad, fall back.
Don't do it.
So did we.
Yeah, so did we. We said the same thing. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You know, I mean, for somebody like we said before, somebody like DMX, maybe even Curtis Blow, are looking at the landscape and be like, yo,
these non-rapping ass right. niggas can make money off this shit, so can I.
Well, you got to look at DMX's history, though, B. He hasn't always made the wisest decisions, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true.
I just thought that was interesting. I thought it was interesting because niggas was really just beating this nigga, yo. He was getting beat, yo.
Asking for DMX, tap beats and shit.
Yeah, he was getting his ass beat. So, I mean, I'm glad you gave some great examples about who else. I mean, I don't know. I think about growing grace, aging gracefully in hip hop. Let me ask you a question. When somebody like Sadat X or somebody like Lord Jamal get up there and they're just beating these young boys, similar sort of kind of like we do, are we player hating? We're not aging gracefully. Is that us?
I would have to say no personally, because it's not about. It's almost like, you know, you always hear the thing about wine. You age like a fine bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying? You could do that, or you could be a quick fizz out, and you know, but that's not what we are, because we're still in touch with what's going on now, but we also keep, you know, what was intact. So yeah, it's not about us not aging gracefully.
Okay. I'm just saying. I'm thinking a lot of haters,
B.
I'm thinking a lot of young boys would be like, oh, y'all motherfuckers part of the problem.
Well, according to our listeners, our numbers, I think we all right.
Migos that shit.
Yes, they are. Actually, Curtis, I listened to that album, B. On the way home, I listened to that joint. I was like, okay, maybe if I could just erase the vocals.
I find, to be dead ass, I find them niggas so hilarious, B. They're so funny to me. The shit they be doing,
yeah.
I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy, and it's probably they're
the
not.
Way they rhyme.
Yeah, you're right. They're not trying to be funny, but it's just, I'm just finding hilarious some of the shit they be saying.
Huh? All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is this is right here. This is right here. I can't believe I'm reading the next topic. This is so unsavory, my nigga. Benjamin Crump, Trayvon Martin's family attorney to star in a courtroom reality show. Fox is premiering a new reality show in which viewers will have a chance to decide a verdict in a civil case. You know about that, don't you, Swervin?
Is there?
The most alarming aspect of this, that Benjamin Crump, who served as for the lawyer for the family of Trayvon Martin and Tamir Rice and Michael Brown Jr., will be a part of the courtroom series and will be joined alongside with Jose Baez of the infamous Casey Anthony case, as well as other famous high-profile lawyers.
Do people know who Casey Anthony is?
Me, they should. It's that white chick who killed her kid.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
My kids.
Yeah. But anyway, but I'm just saying, yo, that is so unseemly, my nigga. I mean, come on, B. Benjamin Crump, first of all, Benjamin Crump ain't broke. So it's not like he got to go out there and hustle for that guap like that, yo.
He ain't Johnny. He ain't the early Johnny Cochran or the late. He ain't the late Johnny Cochran, though, B.
Johnny Cochran got paid.
And he lost.
Johnny Cochran got paid by doing cases. That's where he made his money.
He got famous. Not that he didn't have other.
He was famous before OJ.
Got mad famous for what?
He was your boy's lawyer. Your boy Willis from Different Strokes lawyer on that drug case.
Yes, but your boy, Mr. Crumb, is taking the same damn route that a whole lot of people take, B. That TV is alluring.
Yo,
that
look, B.
It's alluring. Yeah. It'll snatch a whole lot of people.
It is alluring. I feel you on that. But, B, to turn, I understand the type of tragedy that happened. And for him to be the lawyer in those cases that he was in the lawyer
right.
in, you're going to take that tragedy and turn it into fame?
Let me tell you the equivalent. That's the equivalent, okay, of your boy Thurgood Marshall, the late Justice Marshall, okay, saying, oh, I'm going to get on TV, you know, even though I was the lawyer for the NAACP and backing up Martin Luther King, Brown versus Board of Education, and I'm going to jump on TV.
Son, that is unseemly, my nigga.
Word?
We won't go with you on that one. Mr. Crumb is nowhere near who you putting him up on the list with, B. Nowhere.
B, to me, when you say Trayvon Martin, Tamir Rice, Michael Brown Jr., those are important, to me, civil rights cases.
They are.
Those are very important civil rights cases.
But you would put that up there with Brown versus Board of Education? Are you serious?
That was a civil rights case.
B, okay. I ain't gonna be able to agree with you on this one. Not on that.
Gee, help me, especially not in today's world.
We don't know what, like we say about Biggie sometimes. We don't know what Biggie would have done on his third album, right? We don't know what Thurgood Marshall would have done. But I am
the point I'm saying is that when you Benjamin Crump show up on CNN or some other station and want to talk about serious civil rights, KT has zero credibility.
Right,
he has zero credibility. And how many wins does he have?
It doesn't matter about wins loss.
How many wins does he have?
He was a spokesman for some serious civil rights cases. Whether if he won or lost,
how many wins does he have?
He has none.
Okay,
I give you that.
Well, he's going to be on TV now, and he's going to be a celebrity.
Exactly.
Attorney.
See, then that's my problem. There's where I come in at with this shit. That's my problem with this shit. You going to turn tragedy into celebrity, nigga?
My man.
Yep.
That's what's fucked up about it to me.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm telling you, that's what it is. Motherfuckers want to be famous. They want to be famous.
Oh, my God.
He wanted to be famous when he took the goddamn case.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I said. Okay, then that's what I'm saying. You have Johnny Cochran, who was defending celebrities and got a little bit of fame in doing such, but he also got paid because he was a top dollar lawyer. I mean, you don't have to be. There's famous lawyers out there. You have like Alan Dershowitz type famous lawyers, you know what I mean, who will take pro bono cases if it's big enough. You know what I mean? These other lawyers, him, Jose Baez and them, yo, they got guap, nigga. It's not like they broke. I know what you're saying. They want to be famous. I'm just saying, in the case of Mr. Crump, it's just the cases he's taken puts him at a level where it's too important to be on some TV
coon shit.
Yeah, some coon shit. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds good, and I feel you. I'm right with you. But we are in a whole different type of atmosphere in this world, in this country, in this media situation.
Let me tell you something.
There are regular people who are famous on Instagram, who are famous on Facebook and whatever social media shit is they're out there. So for this man, whatever number he was given, it was good enough.
Yo, check this out. Yo, see, that's why when motherfuckers talk about time,
you have to look at yourself as not just being a regular motherfucker.
Right. Kurt G is going exactly where I'm going. And people talking about why African Americans ain't got no moral leadership because of coon shit, clown shit like this. Okay? Mr. Crump could have been one of those cats.
But he could have been.
But now
he chooses not to be.
He didn't want to take the high road.
He wanted to take the dollars.
Like he was saying earlier, no matter what he does from here on, after he did this shit here, all credibility has been flushed.
Gone. And guess what? He's okay with that.
And he's going to have to be okay with it. And he's, at some point in time, he's probably going to get pissed off and regret that he did this shit.
He may or he may not.
This literally puts him on a Steve Harvey level.
Don't mention that name. Don't mention that name.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Don't mention that name.
What's the difference?
I had to think about that one.
Yeah, okay, tell me the difference then, Dunn. Damn right. Damn
first of all,
right.
No, real talk. For real,
okay,
for real.
Okay.
You'd have to see the show. You'd have to see the show. If it's some bullshit, if it's some, you know, I got some background, some inside.
Exactly, I know you do.
But if it's real and it's legit, then it's real and legit, B. But if it's on some bullshit, then it's gonna be bullshit. But he heard a number and it was okay for him. Just we all got numbers, B. You can't front. None of us can front. We all got a number. I don't know what the fuck my number is because it ain't been offered to me. But we all got a number. And when it comes to that, either you're going to make a decision to go with that number or you're going to make a decision to go with something else. But we all got it. So I'm not going to sit here and look at that man like, damn, until I see the show and on some clown shit arguing in court, bullshitting. Then I'm going to be like, damn, bamboozled like a motherfucker.
B, you know what you sound like, yo?
Oh, damn, B. I said I was on your boat, so what do we sound like?
Yeah. Nigga said, we riding this banana peel together, motherfucker.
You not let me out there.
Nah, son, I think there's a distinct difference. You know what you sound? You sound like the young boys who be telling us, nah, nigga, let that man cook. I don't know why y'all nigga hating on Yachty. Let that man cook. If you sound
and
like,
I am
yo.
I want to say that, yep.
Let him cook. When what we need out here. But
clowning, and then I'm going to say he's... His fucking pot is bubbling over with bullshit.
All right, B.
The rice is all on the fucking stove.
It could be some real shit, B. He could have some real ass cases on there. It could happen. I don't know because I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to judge until I see it.
All right, so Swerve is saying.
He on there with some old, yeah, well, my man cheated on me, and I want the house. Then come on, son.
See, my baby got ears. He got ears. My baby got eyes. He got eyes. Look just like him.
So I'm just trying to tell you, yo, I mean, for me, maybe the Digest listeners could chime in. I think it's a tragedy, you know, because...
We'll see.
Because of the cases that he's involved in, he scarcely needs to go out Bojangling. But hey, he got to do what he got to do.
Still can't say he's Bojangling yet.
Let that man cook.
I'm gonna give you that. After the show is called You, I think it's called You the Jury or something like that. Comes out and watch an episode, and
that's
then
all it's gonna
then,
take.
Then you say, oh, okay, yeah, this is some straight up
and
bullshit.
I'm gonna say it.
All right,
throw me a life rap, B.
My problem is still gonna be the same. Don't you taking a tragedy and trying to turn it into celebrity?
That's what I'm saying.
That's going to still be my problem, no matter if it's a good show or not.
All
yes,
right.
Bottom line, yes. I agree. That's why I agree with you. Yes.
All right. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is Beyond the Grey Poupon. Okay. Everybody, if you're old enough, remembers the Grey Poupon. Did they roll up in Rolls Royces beside each other?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then pass the jar of Grey Poupon mustard?
Yes.
Across the window.
Okay. So right now in this age, this day and age of super mogulization and hip hop culture.
You say mogulization?
Yes, my nigga.
ding, 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 ding.
Super mogulization of hip hop culture. We have two of the most mogulist that you can think of.
The mogulization to the mogulist?
Yes.
To the mogliest.
Yeah, these niggas are the mogliest of moguls. Kanye West has a new $10,000 Yeezy collection necklace that you can buy. I don't understand who the fuck is he selling this shit
and people
to.
People buying them shit.
Who the fuck is you? Is you talking about?
As well as, and we haven't mentioned his name for a little while, the corporate, also known as Sean. Some of you might know him as Jay. Others call him Hove. But what you can call him is a mogulist mogul. Who has 2,333 bottles of his new champagne on sale for a list price of $850 per bottle.
That's cheap, my nigga.
I'm just trying to...
Is there refills?
I'm just trying... Nah, it's only 2,333 bottles.
Sign me up. I want a bottle.
Of his champagne. Nigga, who the fuck are they selling this shit to? I mean, I know I'm just Joe Sixpack and shit, but damn.
I don't know. I don't know no people like that.
I'm just saying.
Well, maybe I do, but I can't imagine that.
But them Yeezys are fucking popular, yo, B. That nigga's shit's popular, yo. I give him that. Niggas like his shit. I don't like the motherfucker. They look crazy to
man,
me.
Man, shit look like some motherfucking Wookiee shit. It's me, yo. It's a Mad Max shit. I don't get the hype other than his name, you know.
Look like sandbags.
I was getting ready to say they have that sandbags. No, what's that shit, that burlap cloth burlap look? Yeah, I'm like, this shit basically like some expensive ass burlap and shit.
Maybe he sell a lot of that shit in Florida to hold back that water. I don't know.
They got a hurricane coming. Put up the Yeezys.
Filling them Yeezys full of sand exactly. And putting them up against the break wall.
No disrespect to the people of Florida. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, though, nigga.
Got the fucking National Guard out there filling them Yeezy shirts with sand and shit.
Niggas out here doing a commercial right now.
Oh shit! Hey, we're gonna interview Kanye West. Where a lot of his garments were used to fill the crack in the break wall.
Those new Yeezy boots are quite absorbing.
Contract with Louisiana.
They can absorb a lot of liquid.
Oh my god! And then think about it. That motherfucker, he gonna open up his own line of specialized sandbags. Oh.
Sand boots.
Oh my god.
Shit. So don't tell that dude, he'll do it.
So these niggas, these mogul niggas, yo, this is beyond Grey Poupon and shit, yo. What makes niggas, and they're not the only one, you know, Diddy and all these niggas doing this shit, yo. Why, first of all, why are they pricing this shit so expensive? And
it's not even because they can. You want me to tell you why? Because black people associate price with greatness. Mm-hmm. When it costs that shit $20 to be made and you paying $600 or $1,000, as you said, for that shit.
That's true.
It's insane.
That I will agree with you.
So
on that.
Hold
black,
up. So
black people can easily be bamboozled.
African Americans getting self esteem from a price tag?
Yes.
Nigga, do you remember them strawberries?
Yeah.
They cost what, $15?
Yes.
Them shits is made the same way them other shits is made, B.
By the same fucking people.
And you know what? Them niggas shit on it, Starbears.
They shitted on them.
Because they were $15. If you had put them shits out for $1,500, niggas would be like, oh, them $1,500 niggas, exactly. Yo, I'm telling you,
yo,
son.
They shitted on them. They shitted on them Shaquille O'Neal joints up at Kmart.
No, I mean, a whole lot of people shitting on them.
Yeah, they was ugly, nigga. They were just dead ass ugly.
Yeah, come on, B. Them shits is in.
Come
what's
on,
that
Shaq
store?
Fu.
What's that fucking low value shoe store? I can't think of the name
of
right
shit,
now.
Oh, shit, Payless?
Them just, shits is in there, B.
Oh, they just filed for bankruptcy.
Them shits is BOGO, nigga.
Payless, B. Come on.
Oh, shit.
I ain't even seen Strawberries in Payless. And yeah, nigga has been in Payless because I'll get some slippers out that bitch in a heartbeat.
Yo,
okay.
So I'm just saying, yo, we're not going to do a whole psychological profile, but. And in these blogs, yo, they post that shit like, yo, like it's available and shit. Like, yo, the
they ain't
new,
even get no free pair.
No, hell no. Nah, the new Yeezy $10,000 chain. Like the average consumer is like, yo, I'm going to go buy that shit.
It's going to be some niggas out here going to not pay their mortgage and try to get one.
Oh, my God.
Mortgage. Rent. Okay. Electric.
If their rent, mortgage, electric, grocery bill, that's probably half of their yearly income. So that's what's up. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is a sort of a jurisprudence situation. It's not counting the amount, but it could be closely. One of our favorite topics on Hip Hop Digest lately has been your boy Chris Brown. And once again, he comes in again. Lil Wayne and Chris Brown reportedly caught up in a federal drug investigation. Uh-oh. Yo, this is some serious shit right here, yo.
It's always serious.
Some serious shit right here.
Involved.
A Miami music producer by the name of Harrison Garcia is currently on trial for federal drug charges. But his case has been brought to light because of the two music figures who are also under federal scrutiny. Obviously, Lil Wayne and Chris Brown. What's up? The feds currently are investigating Brown because of an alleged $15,000 wire transfer from Brown to Garcia. Jury saw evidence of Chris Brown on some kind of Instagram, one of these shits saying paid or some kind of shit to Garcia. Lil Wayne got caught up in another text exchange where Garcia directed his due, or do they mean dough? I don't know, to deliver drugs to Wayne and his crew. Garcia also testified to selling Wayne lots of narcotics when he was arrested in October. These two gentlemen are now on the federales. Probably Chris Brown more than Wayne, because they got Brown on a $15,000 wire transfer. Nigga, if these two niggas go to jail, there's going to be hell to pay. There's going to be hell to pay.
This nigga's finished in the game, though, B.
Who?
Garcia. This nigga snitching on customers?
He's snitching on customers.
Oh, he's done. Ain't nobody going to do business with this motherfucker.
And the federales, and you got the federales. Jeff Sessions just waiting for some shit like this to jump off, my nigga. Can you imagine Chris Brown and Weezy locked up? I mean, for a good amount of time. And for those two niggas, I'd say a 5 to 15 year lockup.
Not for this, B.
You don't think?
Not for the day. They were purchasing for personal use.
$15,000 is a lot of money, yo, for some drugs.
But for his level of money, that's nothing.
Are you snorting that much coke?
Probably.
Damn, Swerver, help me
out,
yo.
That's probably a monthly supply.
I can't imagine. I'm still stuck at dude snitching like that.
He's snitching like a month on customers. And then, okay, let's go back since we talked about these smartphones earlier. You see what happens when you use these smartphones?
And actually, phones,
and they snitch on you.
Actually, the article did go on to say that the federales collected most of their evidence from seizing text and Instagram and pictures and all this shit.
Off the phone.
So. Got him.
B, you don't think the feds wouldn't want to make an example out of these two Negroes?
Of course they would. They want to put them on trial just because that's going to make the case even bigger.
I'm just saying. I'm not saying. And they probably got good money and good lawyers to get him out from under.
But they ain't getting 15, B. Them niggas might get 12 months.
And probably suspended on top of that. But just to throw a felony on these niggas.
Of course, yeah. Anything to put some shit on them.
Wow, yo. Just absolutely incredible, yo. So, yeah, that's some serious shit. So, without any further ado, Swerve, what you got, man?
Oh, shit. I'm on the spot. But guess what, though? I ain't but a quick click away on my smartphone, B. Nice try, though.
No bus ride for you.
Hey, look at Kurt G getting his shit
ready. You damn right I'm getting my shit ready. I said, oh, shit, the bus is coming. Let me get out here and get flag this bitch down. Hold up.
You guys think that I'll be trying to just nab you and shit?
What's laughing about you butchering that name? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, nigga. It's a chance to get back at us. These niggas think they're going to laugh at me? Fuck that shit.
Oh, okay.
Just say that I have reopened the whole Instagram, the Hip Hop Digest Show Instagram, posting a couple pictures. And I like to first of all give a shout out to DJ Q and all them folks who listen to us and put them pictures on there for me to snatch. But I'm just going down a quick list. All right, quick list. Can I do it?
Go
do it.
All right, DJ Brick Rock, Amanda Pimplico, Tayrell 713, KW8971, Caesar Life 215, Ascendi 516, Rude Boy M, Creative, and Nessie Ness, for real? Yeah, I said your name. All right.
You said that one special, though.
Yo, I had to ask her. I was like, damn, the females listen to the Hip Hop Digest like that?
Yeah, you know me.
Shout out to Houston Social Life.
No doubt.
There's a whole bunch more, and I'll go down the list as we go through. But, yo, definitely fucking appreciate people listening to us. Appreciate you getting at us on social media, even though King Killer don't get down. He gets down by way of me. But it's all good. Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you for the social media by proxy. Posting.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, anyway, for all of you who are new to the Digest, welcome to the Hip Hop Digest family. Welcome aboard. And we know what you really came for, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Seven Spears Emanations. That's Seven Spears Emanation. And we got Sound Psy, My Boosie Weighs a Ton. That sound side, My Boosie Weighs a Ton. It sounds crazy, right?
But right.
You got some heat on there, my nigga. And the instrumental joint is Bones to the Beathead and Maple Syrup Nighthawks. That's Bones to Beathead. I said Bones to the Beathead. Bones to Beathead and Maple Syrup Nighthawks.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you know how we do in the Hip Hop Digest. You have to wait till next week to see it, though.
All right.
Peace.
One.
be motherfucking wonder. Cause I'm a motherfucking wonder. Ride, 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 ride. I'm still a wonder, so I make them wonder now and then. I used to wonder how greed could devour men. Now I see it with the greed that empowered them. Such a tragedy, bring more flowers in. The rap game has changed, it's more cowards in. More trannies, niggas not used to hard knock, no annies. Niggas getting way too stoned, more than Angie. Yeah, I had to let my conscience clear, the shit were hurt. Now the main reason I'm here, so this shit reversed. Like, how you a man, but you rapping in a skirt? Next thing we gon' see, bunch of rappers with a purse. So hooked on the beat, but what happened to the verse? The type of shit that you see when you ain't rapping what you worth. Not back to what actually works. Niggas gotta look out for their faculty first. Less trappers, more niggas that actually work. Supporting the community, my nigga, is a must. Cause if we ain't got each other, well then who we gonna trust? If your brother better than you in something, pick him up. Cause trying to tear him down only keep us niggas stuck. We ain't always gotta show our bigger nuts. All the tough guys that ain't gone gotta dig him up. Everybody want a Tupac, hit him up. Not knowing that Pac made bigger stuff. I'm talking changes, keep your head up. If you make the right change, you can get your bread up. Oh, you fed up, you ain't liking shit, well then fix it. MTV, with or without it, I'm ridiculous. Oklahoma, when I write a rhyme, I'ma twist shit. Gotta focus on my dotted line, or you miss shit. Portland, when I'm in front of that mic, I'ma rip shit. All these grown men, they on some kid shit. Like how you 30 plus and your wrist sick. Knowing damn well you need your crib fixed. And your mama still live in the hood. I pull up on her every day like, hey, Miss Lady, what's good?
What's good, bro?
Now that's the type of shit you wanna fix. Cause that's the type of shit that make you sick. That's the type of shit that make you hit. Crack until it make you wanna quit. Man, I need gravy with my grits. Niggas can't look out of eye like McGrady and his bitch. Just because I said McGrady ain't no diss. Shit, I still feel McGrady was the shit. Niggas can't do a full buck 80 and they quit. Yeah, I got a little slim, but ain't shady on no tip. Please give my old lady a good kiss. Tell her that I'm coming home less crazy but rich.
Now, when we go in here, I want you to watch your step. These people don't like strange faces around here. We're only here to place a couple bets, politic with a couple real niggas, in and out, you hear me? Pool tables by the bar. Oh, Golden State giving 10 points on LeBron? Might be an interesting pick if you want to go that route, but let's go to the back. Uptown cast scattered around there, do what uptown niggas do, man. Yeah. Fly shit only.
Forever calculated and R-rated. High calorie diets, pupils get dilated. Line them up and then cap a rapper, no 5-beta. Reincarnated, the feeling you just sound dated. Sometimes I laugh at the level my mind vibrated. Soon as the room shift in position, it's time to lay that. This shit is scripted so opposition could die quicker. Supply sicker, now there's food for thought. Flies catered, New York mind stated. I would conquer rhymes and be the person to turn the Big Apple to Apple Pride. Hate it. If you are what you eat, then I'm at the dice game. Light change, pea coat and a nice chain. Surrounded by plight, searching for light. Reading Hilton Hotel just to put us in the right frame. From small operations to over 5 nation in-store obligations. Ben Raw's my occupation.
Matter of fact, shorty, grab me a beer out the fridge. Tell him it's cool, tell him Blanco sent you. I'ma light this blunt real quick and I'ma show you niggas why. When you come uptown, you can't sit with us. When you come uptown, you can't bang with us.
Hey, hit this shit. Yeah. She lay with the rebel, I never lied to her. I lay with the devil, but I ain't tied to her. Tryna fuck up my vision, I pierce my eye through her. Learn a third time as a charm, flooded my shine through her. Ain't shit impossible, this word of time cruise. This top gunner will fly through a mile high due to Bermuda, vanilla sky ruler. Blessed by the high ruler. Time of bloodline, the line from the medulla. Roma distant, who called it Buddha. Maneuvering through the moolah, above it I see it coming. You feel it like hallelujah. I bless it, ain't nothing to it. To kill a drought, make a greenhouse from a running sewer. I leave no doubt, just the maneuver producing clout. Gotta make it count, rhyme by the pound, I spit bars by the ounce, I pull your plug. The key for the door to the architect is blood. Reload, move slow, these slugs will be the one.
Oh yeah, piso. No te mueva, yeah.
Yeah, Moss, nigga. Whoa, it's that coke music, nigga. Straight up, powder your nose, baby. Car buying out the window, process the info. My chest is an igloo, your flesh is a menu. Cold nigga, icicle, sinful. I saw my image in a ball made of crystal. Hallucinate off an 8-ball. Your mackin' is inactive, I brainstorm. Your parades rained on, I skate the shaded list. Claiborne's, you wife the type of whore I run the train on. Lavish attributes, rose gold be like apple juice. Alligator boots, pursue sight. Behold a light like poltergeist. John Travolta nights, dip the pole lights twice. Gotta hold tight, crack the jaw. Cut the top, drive a half a car. The float like a raft down the Casbah. Diamond dinner plate, accentuate, you insinuate. I sip the grapes and split the steak and shave a snowflake off your cake. Walk straight, I'm only here by the Lord's grace. Yeah, yeah, I feel blessed. Any nigga come test, could catch one in the chest. Mama knows best, he's a guest. I'm squeezing off a reflex. Still keep the heat under the ski vest and rock a clean V-neck. My team, we a threat, we rep. I'm just trying to get my feet wet. Steady hand, sniper aim, a white flame. Microwave the game, Viper gray. Light a J in the stairway. My lady laying can-made, my jewelry is handmade. My tears are champagne. I whip the range in the rain in Spain. The shift in the rib cage, lift the gauge, similar to Nick Cage, great. I persuade and sway, talk slick and silk. Seduce the kitten with the milk without guilt. Your milk milked up in the Vanderbilt, I kilted on the quilt. My wrist look chilled, sip the nectar. Shit is extra, the N emblem, the reflector. The beef squeeze the Millie or the Winchester. As a jester, my view is that of Hugh Hefner. I've yet to find a smoother texture in a pimp's dresser. Motherfucker, I feel blessed. Any nigga contest, could catch one in the chest. Mama knows best, he's a guest. I'm squeezing off a reflex. Still keep the heat under the ski vest and rock a clean V-neck. My team, we a threat, we rep. I'm just trying to get my feet wet. Yeah.
Charcoal, touching these dark souls, rich in bizarre flows. I'm switching to star mode. If I'm the lion, then you're the witch in the wardrobe. Glitching the barcode, Charlie replenish y'all. Reaching the youth sense, I was a midget small. Pushing the truth like I was sodium pentothal. Crushing the booth, dissolving slowly, we finish y'all. Not a deranged militant, never came ill equipped. Elephant diligent, where you soft as vanilla whip. Looting the tuna fish, I'll make your whole unit switch. Sackle your foolishness, rubber necking with tuna spit.
It's not
okay, here we go. If you want it, I'm about to give it to him. Running through your body and hit you just like some penicillin. Hear you dope shit like the government running poppy fields. The ladies think my shit is real dope. They do what poppy feels. Hey. Nigga, get your skills up. Basic training in boot camp. If not, wear your uniform. Nigga, give me that suit back. Bro, where the proof at? You putting in work time. If you don't have no skill set, I don't have to exert mine. You're more like a punchline. Good for a chuckle. You must be doing something. They letting you charge double. But they charging you triple. Treat you like Mr. Whipple. And later on, you asking, can it all be so simple? So I swing for the fences like broke niggas after bougie bras. When I get my chance, I'ma take it, and yes, I'm going hard. Run into this brick wall, Stonewall Jackson. Barred up, and I'm ready for some action. Let's get it.
It's not the game, the game to play. Game over. It's not the game, the game to play.
Fuck who did I offend? Rappers, sit back, I'm about to sit back, I'm sit back, I'm about to begin. Sit back, I'm about sit back, I'm about to begin. Sit back, I'm about to begin. Sit back, back. Socks. Cops think I'm selling rocks, pulling me over to see if I'm drunk, but I'm sober. They wouldn't fuck with me if I drove a Nova. Listen, Columbo, you mad because your money comes slow, and what you make in a year, I'm making one show. Now you wanna frisk me and search my ride, call me all kind of names, try to hurt my pride. You just mad because I'm a young cat, Parker's dumb fat, talking about where the gun at. I've been there and done that, I'm through with that illegal life, I'm staying legit. I love to see cars come cruising by, I'm playing my shit. I walk around with 6 down without a pistol, my whole click's wow. I'm rich pal, no more sticks, I'm making hits now. I drink Cristal, I'm through breaking laws. I don't sell coke anymore, I do chores. So get that flashlight out of my face to bring me down. Them jakes will do whatever it takes. Word up, them federals got my phone and my house tapped, praying that I fall for the mouse trap. I doubt that. Why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother pockets get thin.
Hey yo, enough's enough. Federals try to set me up, put me in cuffs and crush what I lost into dust. Plus, they want a nigga soul, but they know Big Joey crack and never ride a cat. And he know, for sure, death before dishonor. I left the streets alone since told deceased and almost killed his mama. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, pursuing my dream till there's enough green to start my own union and show these kids how legit it is. Shit is real, I used to steal, but now I own several businesses. So where's your witnesses you claim to have, saying that I'm taking half, extorting New York and not paying tax? I'm laying back, playing the role, playing the low, but it's the same old Joe, so don't get KO'd. Hey yo, I'm gonna fight for what I never did, or catch a heavy bit, why don't they just let a nigga live?
Why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother pockets get thin. Hey yo, why do I end up in so much shit? I done came way too far to be calling it quits. Jake wanna lock me up even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see a young brother pockets get thin.
What would you do if a vicious enemy suddenly started coming at you, armed to the teeth and ready to kill you?